we've also mentioned, you're a graduate of Oberlin College here in Northeast Ohio. Any culture shock going from Queens to the Midwest?
Quite a lot of culture shock. Well, the Midwest, you know, Queens and the Midwest seem to have some things in common, you know. Even the houses look a little similar. So
if I'd grown up City, on, yeah.
Right. If I'd grown up in the, you know, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and then the transition to Ohio would have been shocking. But from Queens, it wasn't that bad. It was more, I think, you know, the children were wealthier than I was used to. Before that, I had gone to a high school, a math and science high school that was almost entirely immigrants, many of them quite poor, just first generation, just fresh off the boat from Russia and China and Korea and India. And all of a sudden, I mean, one of the shocking things sort of at Oberlin was there were people dressed in janitors' outfits, students. And I thought, oh, those poor kids, they have to work as janitors, to make ends meet. Mm-hmm. But then somebody told me, oh, no, that's just that's their sarcastic chic. This kid never has been next to a broom in his life.
Yikes.
So that was quite, you know, here I was trying to get out of the sort of the minor poverty into which we were, you know, emigrated into. And here being poor, or at least looking poor, was somewhat cool.
Yeah, so, that's the distinction, looking.
not being, but looking poor was kind of cool. And I thought, wow, I got to get myself some miserable rags to fit in. And I did. I got stuff from thrift shops that cost, you know, 20 cents.
The height of fashion, I guess.
The height of fashion, poverty.
Hmm. How about the classwork? Were there things at Oberlin that helped set you on the path as a writer? Or were you already heading down that road at Oberlin? I mean, before you
got there? There were a lot of really great professors at Oberlin. Mark Blecker, a professor in the politics department, and I wrote a senior thesis on the former Soviet Union, which later became a kind of basis for my novel Absurdistan, which was written later. So he gave me a lot of the sort of underpinning of what I was doing. And the creative writing department, there was a gentleman named Stuart Friebert and a professor named Diane Vruels. And Diane Vruels was unbelievable. She absolutely was so instrumental in getting my first novel together, because I started writing that novel called The Russian Debutante's Handbook when I was a senior at Oberlin. And I just worked one-on-one with her the whole year. And it was amazing. We got about half the novel down in that time. She was so precise and so interested in the story I was telling that it was very touching.
And I should mention once again, I'm talking with Gary Steingart.